We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us on behalf of Dr. Teals is someone that is the best defensive player in the NFL and also just won a Super Bowl. That's number 99, Aaron Donald. Aaron, appreciate the time. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So right after you guys won the Super Bowl, and I was there, and I was waiting to see who was going to get the MVP, they gave it to Cooper Kupp. Now, we all know Cooper Kupp had an unbelievable season. I thought it should have been you. What were your thoughts when you didn't win the Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, I wasn't worried about it. I was too busy hugging the trophy. You know, he deserved it. He earned it. I wasn't a goal of mine. My main goal was just to, you know, accomplish winning the Super Bowl, and we did that. So wasn't even thinking about it. We was all in a moment and just enjoying it. So
I had Rams legend Isaac Bruce on the show right after you guys won, and he said the same thing. He goes, with what Aaron did on third and fourth down, you guys don't win the Super Bowl if you don't make those plays. So I still thought you should have won it, even though you're being a good team guy.
We don't win a game if Cooper Kupp don't score, if Stafford and him don't connect on that deep ball and then make a score. So it's a team effort, man. So I don't score touchdowns. I make plays on defense and them guys. So it worked hand in hand. So
what was this offseason like for you off the euphoria of winning your first ever Lombardi trophy?
It was great. You know, got the do a lot of different things, meet a lot of different people, but at the same time, was motivated a lot, you know, so got some good work. So same stuff, but I would just say got to connect with a lot of different people, I should say.
Now, I enjoyed how much you partied. I saw you on James Corden. That was absolutely epic. I saw you at the Lakers game. When did the partying stop? When did you have to say, okay, I can't keep on partying like this?
We enjoyed ourselves, but I would say that week after was we had a lot of fun, Then you had to get back to work, and you get a day here and there that you get to celebrate still. So I enjoyed myself, man. I got to enjoy it with my family, my wife, my kids, and at the same time with the fellas too. So it was one heck of an experience.
Talking to Aaron Donald right now, you tell me why this group will win it all again, because no team has repeated since the 2004 Patriots.
Well, I think we got a special team. Obviously, we had a great team last year, but if you think about the pieces we lost to the pieces we added, like a Bobby Wagner alone at a middle linebacker position is probably one of the best linebackers that I ever got to watch play. And then have an opportunity to work with him, play with him, build the brotherhood with him, been great. He's a special talent. I think we got all the pieces to the puzzle that we need to accomplish great things, but obviously, we still need to play the season. We still need to, you know, accomplish some things and make it happen. So it's a long season, but definitely ready for us for the challenge of trying to accomplish that all over again. So
how much now does having the experience of winning it all actually help this group this year?
Help us a lot. You know, definitely a lot of guys that's back there that experienced it, but if anything, it should motivate in that much more. You know, talking about trying to accomplish it was motivation, but when you get to live that out and you really get the experience of being a world champion, there's no feeling like it. That's the best motivation in the world that you can get. If that don't burn fire and you're trying to accomplish that again, you're in the wrong business. So we got a bunch of good guys, great guys in the locker room, great leaders that understand that, they want to accomplish that and live that all over again, just the same way I feel. So when you got great leaders like that and a bunch of guys that experienced that, and then young guys coming in that is going to follow the lead of the older guys, you tend to get good things out of that. So we're going to see what happens.
Aaron Donald's here with us. Is that why you came back to try to go win another one? Because there was a lot of talk right before the big game, and then in this offseason, if you were going to walk away and retire.
Yeah, that's the only thing. You know, if I wouldn't want a Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't be playing football right now. But it's like it's kind of addictive, man. You accomplish something like that, it's hard to just walk away without trying to do it all over again. You know, my motivation is just trying to relive that all over again. I want to accomplish that again. I want to, from the preparation to winning a Super Bowl to the celebrate with my family, I want to relive that all over again. So I talked about the motivation part. My mind is I got to accomplish that again. I'm not satisfied with just one. So
now if you win one this year, is that it?
I can't tell you that. I got to see. But I'm here. I'm here to try to win as many as I can, as long as I can play at a high level. You know, I'm going to be here to try to be a world champion. That's the only thing that I want. It ain't about individual stats. And ain't about this and that. It's about doing what I need to do to play at a high level, to be a productive player, to get us where we need to get to and make the plays we need to make to win a Super Bowl. So
I've been saying it since May. I think you're going to play for two more years. You go a decade in this league, and then you ride off into the sunset. Is that fair?
Well, we locked in for 2 years, so we're going to see.
Aaron Donald here with us on behalf of Dr. Teals. We'll talk about them in just a second. If you would have lost the big game, would you have been done? Would that have been it? Would you have walked away, or would you have that fire burn to come on back?
I can't answer that, but I will say one thing that, you know, it's a lot that go into my decision of that the world don't really understand, because it's more things off the field that I'm handling. But, my mind was set to play 8 years and be done. That was something that I said when I got in the league. It just happened to end up winning the Super Bowl my eighth year in the NFL, and the year I said I'll retire. So it just played out how it played out. But thinking about what could have happened or what it would have been, it ain't going to do nothing, because we're here now, and we won a Super Bowl, and I'm here to play my ninth year right now. So,
other than win another Super Bowl, what else would you want to accomplish in this league? Because you've accomplished so much. It seems like you accomplished everything.
Honestly, that's it. That's the only thing that I'm chasing. To be honest with you, it's not for a defensive player of the year. It's not for all pro. Obviously, when you put the body working, you kind of got the mindset that is that you put the work in to accomplish them things. But the ultimate goal for me, the only thing that I'm really doing an extra step for, what I'm watching an extra film, the only thing that pushed me, give me them chills, is just thinking about being a world champion again. The feeling that I had, the accomplishment, the peace of mind you get is being a last team standard. There's nothing like it. So,
do you feel like you're one of the best players to ever participate in the NFL and play in the NFL?
I can't answer that because I'm still playing. So maybe one day when it's all said and done and I hang it up, you ask me that question, I can give you a true heart-to-heart answer. But right now, I'm too much in the moment to even, you know, think like that, because I'm still playing. So, you know, my career is not done.
Aaron Donald's here with us. What happened last week in joint practices? Because we all saw the video of you swinging helmets and people were wondering what was going on there.
It was just a practice. You know, obviously people got phones out and things like that, but I'm not going to sit and talk about negative stuff that happened at a practice. My main focus is Buffalo. So,
was there any internal punishment?
We talked. So,
were you thinking maybe you were going to get suspended or anything?
Hey, Zach.
I wasn't worried about it. So,
yeah, we're just going to focus just here because Aaron's here today to talk about Dr. Teals. So, you do have 2 minutes left if you want to pivot to your last question, please.
No, okay. Just one more thing, Aaron, on this, and I'll get to Dr. Teals. What sparked it? Just wondering, because I think people are curious about it.
Well, being a guy that's 31 years old, my main focus is football. Obviously, the physical part you do, but it's more about the recovery thing that I need to do, and being a partner with Dr. Teals and be able to use Dr. Teals twice or three times a week to help my body recover. And, you know, I usually soak 15, 20 minutes in the tub. Help me to be able to play at a high level and be productive. So, you learn a lot more as you get older, as far as it ain't all about work. You know, you got to take care of your body and make sure that you're able to play at a high level and be able to partner with Dr. Teals, a product that I actually use and love. Been great for me the past few years, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as I can play at a high level and doing everything I need to do to take care of my body so I can be able to perform. So,
anything else on Dr. Teals on that front?
That's it.
Well, Aaron, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good luck this upcoming season.
Yep.